This is your WFHR Daily News Roundup for locally grown radio 97.5 FM and 1320 AM and Wis Country 105.5 FM WIRI in Wisconsin Rapids.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. The Wisconsin Rapids City Council approved a project to increase safety at rail crossings at the Common Council meeting on Tuesday. The project was awarded to the Milwaukee-based company, LinkThings. They'll install a predictive mobility system at 14 railroad crossings throughout the city. A team from LinkThings conducted a study with 1,000 respondents in Wisconsin Rapids while creating their proposal.
What was shocking to us is 95% of the public said that they did something really unsafe when they were approaching a crossing that was about to be occupied or occupied.
The technology is intended to increase safety for the public and also help inform emergency responders when a crossing is or will soon be blocked. While Police Chief Hostins doesn't feel the added tech in their already hectic police vehicles will be helpful, Fire Chief Ben Goodrow said he saw the value for the fire department.
A heads-up display could easily tell us where a crossing is jeopardized or, based on some of the technology that they have, kind of where that train is headed.
City engineer Joe Eichstead said the installation isn't a lengthy process.
Once it's installed, it'll be up and running, and then, of course, there'll be some public information provided, you know, on how to access the app and use the app, and what do the signs mean, and how does this all work.
Signs will be posted leading up to the 14 crossings that will help drivers even if they don't have the app on their phone.
A driver doesn't have to approach the crossing to realize that it's occupied or about to be occupied.
The city's engineering department applied for and received funding through the DOT's Carbon Reduction Program. This grant is an 80-20 cost share of $548,000. The city will be responsible for a little over $109,000 of the cost. The government shutdown continues. Lawmakers failed at their 11th attempt to come up with a deal, and now some Wisconsinites could be at risk of going hungry. Governor Tony Evers says the state's food share program will run out of money in a little over a week. He says the Trump administration had told state officials that there's only enough funding to continue food benefits through the end of October. Nearly 700,000 people across Wisconsin rely on these benefits, from young families struggling with low wages to people with disabilities to seniors on fixed incomes. USDA officials said they were working on a backup plan if the shutdown continued, but so far we haven't heard what that plan is. Department of Health Services Secretary Kristen Johnson says people with Quest cards for their food share benefits should know that the money may not be available once we hit November 1st, even if there was money left at the end of October. So she advises people with Quest cards to stock up and use all the money on their cards before the end of the month. Of course, this comes as more people are experiencing hunger. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is inviting people to celebrate Forest Products Week. Isabella Nieto reports.
According to a press release, the state's forestry industry generates an estimated $27 billion in goods each year and supports over 56,000 jobs, leading to a total economic impact value of over $41 billion. Forest Products Week is meant to recognize the workers who help sustain the crucial industry in the state. More information on the economic impact of Wisconsin's forestry industry is available on the DNR's website.
A group of Republican state lawmakers have introduced new legislation seeking to expand access to firearms. The legislative package would make firearms, ammunition, and other items exempt from sales tax on the 4th of July and during the third week of December each year. It would also allow residents to conceal carry their firearms without a license and strengthen the language protecting the right to keep and bear arms in the state constitution. Wisconsin Governor Tony Evers has vetoed similar firearm legislation in the past. Multiple signs have been taken down by the Rome Police Department. They were removed because the signs were incorrectly placed and violated the Rome Ordinance. Temporary signs cannot be closer than 10 feet to the edge of the road surface and no closer than 30 feet from each side of a driveway. They also cannot be placed in the easement. Town Board Chairperson Carl Hasdahl said they have the signs back and they are being redistributed. Day of Caring is this Saturday. The United Way is still looking for volunteers as they have over 90 yards that need raking. The day starts with a hot pancake breakfast, and you'll be assigned yards to rake with a team of people. You should plan to bring your own rake and gloves if you can. You can find out more information by calling Jessica at 715-421-0390 or by visiting uwswac.org. Tonight is the vigil for victims of domestic violence. The Wisconsin Rapids Family Center is holding the vigil at 6 p.m. at McMillan Library. Last year, 99 people in Wisconsin were killed due to domestic violence, and that's an increase from 85 the previous year. The vigil remembers victims and will also recognize community members who've shown extraordinary support for the Family Center's mission. I'm Melissa Kay for WFHR and WIRI News.
The Bucks win the opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks with a 133-120 win over the Wizards in Milwaukee. Giannis scoring 37 points, the most in his career for the first game of the season. NFL, Packers defensive end Micah Parsons named NFC Defensive Player of the Week after three sacks Sunday against the Cardinals. This week, the Packers play the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday Night Football. Jordan Love asked, when's the last time he heard from Aaron Rodgers?
No, we texted a couple weeks ago.
You did?
Yeah. Yeah, we shoot each other texts every now and then. You know, a lot of it is just saying good luck throughout the season. You know, A-Rod texted me and it's great to be able to hear from him.
Aaron Rodgers with reporters in Pittsburgh.
What are your emotions heading into Sunday?
Just excited about the game. It would feel different if it was going back to Green Bay. But I have a lot of love for the organization. But, you know, if we were playing Lambeau, that would be a little different feeling for sure.
That's Steelers quarterback Aaron Rodgers with Sports on Mike Clemens.
That's your WFHR and WIRI Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at WFHR.com or WisCountry, that's WIS, country.com.